I think, one area that's important for the surgeons in the neoadjuvant setting is whether or not you need to have node information before you treat patients. And I think that the data from the NSABP is very encouraging that the sentinel node is helpful after neoadjuvant chemotherapy in the clinically node-negative patient. We've really moved away from doing node evaluations pre-chemotherapy. You really have to treat based on the biology of the cancer, and I think that it puts a patient through two procedures that aren't really necessary at the moment.
What are the situations right now where you consider in a non-protocol setting neoadjuvant therapy in breast cancer?
Certainly, if there are protocols, we enroll those patients, but there are lots of people who don't fit into protocol settings. So we treat women who have larger tumors, women who aren't good candidates for breast-conserving surgery, women who have palpable axillary nodes, and of course, women who have skin involvement. So those are the groups of patients we treat. I think one of the things that's been a little bit concerning to us is that there are groups of women who don't respond, and if we could identify those patients and treat them differently, it would be enormously useful. And the group we probably find the most challenging is women who have lobular cancer, where we treat them and their disease melts away on palpable exam and often on imaging, and they've got a breast full of tumor at the time of surgery. It's just a very hard disease to track. So I think that we're going to have to get a lot smarter, and those patients may be much better candidates for neoadjuvant hormonal approach, actually, either with a targeted agent or not. There's going to be a trial looking at an AI with bevacizumab to try and reverse resistance in that setting, and of course, other agents, mTOR inhibitors, et cetera, other targeted therapies. But that's really a challenging group of patients for us.